Today is Tuesday, November 16th. We'll tell you how some states are going against federal guidelines when it comes to COVID-19 booster shots, what Russia did that caused quite a scare for NASA astronauts in space, and which well-known politicians are making moves ahead of the midterm elections. Plus, a big change to Bitcoin, which company Ohio is suing for $100 billion, and how you can own part of an NFL team for just a few hundred bucks. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Some local and state officials are doing something very rare to combat the latest surge of COVID-19 cases. They're going against federal guidelines and making booster shots available to all adults. New York City is the latest to say everyone 18 and older can get a third dose 6 months after their second Pfizer or Moderna shot. California, New Mexico, and Colorado have also made this same change in the last few days. But these different rules have caused a lot of confusion around the country. Most places are still sticking to the FDA and CDC guidelines that say booster shots should only go to seniors or certain people who are considered high risk because of medical conditions or their jobs, or to all adults who got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine originally. Those people can get a second dose at least 2 months after the first. But in California, New Mexico, Colorado, and New York City, healthcare providers have been told not to turn anyone away who wants a booster, just as long as they're at least 18 years old. Elsewhere, that may not be the case, but it depends on where you go. And the FDA could still make it standard for all adults to be eligible eventually. The U.S. and China now seem determined to avoid any more serious tension. President Biden had a virtual meeting this week with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. It was pretty friendly, even though the U.S. and China have clashed recently on a lot of things like cybersecurity, human rights, trade, the origins of COVID-19, and more. But yesterday, Biden said the U.S. and China need to make sure their competition doesn't, quote, veer into conflict. And Xi said he's ready to work with the U.S. to, quote, build consensus, take active steps, and move China-U.S. relations forward in a positive direction. So there weren't any big announcements to come out of their meeting, but at least for now, the two sides have calmed fears of another Cold War. Astronauts aboard the International Space Station got a scare this week. It happened after Russia destroyed one of its own satellites with a ground missile. This was a satellite that was launched in the 1980s and stopped working many years ago. But by destroying it, Russia created thousands of pieces of debris around Earth's orbit. And a big cloud of debris got so close to the ISS that astronauts had to take shelter in space capsules. The U.S. is pretty upset about this, especially because Russia did not warn the U.S. ahead of time. Now a U.S. State Department spokesperson calls Russia's actions, quote, dangerous and irresponsible. And he says the U.S. is working with allies to respond. Already, the UK has echoed America's concern, saying the debris will put satellites and human spaceflight at risk for years. For now, though, Russia seems to be downplaying the incident. Russia's space agency tweeted that simply, the object moved away from the ISS, so there's no need to worry. To be continued. Authorities are now searching for the shooters who opened fire outside a Colorado high school. Six teenagers were hurt in a shooting in the Denver suburb of Aurora. They were at a park near the high school when they came under fire. All six students went to the hospital, but they are all expected to survive. Now, investigators are focused on finding the people responsible. Police say it was a drive-by shooting, but there may have been some shooters on foot as well. Now, officers are asking for any information from the neighborhood. Separately this week, far-right radio host Alex Jones is now responsible for paying several families who lost loved ones in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting back in 2012. The families have been suing Jones for defamation because for years he has claimed the shooting was a hoax. Jones has been saying the whole thing was a setup by the government and the media as a way to confiscate America's guns and that the victims' families were actors. But to be clear, the shooting did happen. 20 children and six school employees were shot and killed at the school in Newtown, Connecticut. The families who have been suing Jones say he profited off of his lies and that he encouraged his followers to confront and harass them. Well, this week, Jones was found guilty by default because he refused to turn over documents like financial records, even though the courts ordered him to. Jones responded with a video statement saying the court is taking away his First Amendment right to free speech. Next, a Connecticut jury will decide how much he owes the families. That will happen in a trial next year. Some well-known Democrats are shaking things up ahead of next year's midterm elections. For starters, former congressman and one-time presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke announced he's running for Texas governor. O'Rourke is actually best known for almost unseating Republican Senator Ted Cruz in 2018. He came within 2.5 points of Cruz, which put him closer to the Senate than any other Texas Democrat has gotten in decades. This time, he's going up against Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who is going for a third term in office. So this is a race the whole country will be watching. Also this week, the longest-serving U.S. senator announced his retirement. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont says he will not run for re-election next year. Leahy was first elected in the Senate in 1974, meaning he's been in the Senate longer than some of his fellow senators have been alive. Now, he's 81 years old, and he's third in line to the presidency. But that will end at the end of his term. So far, it's not clear who will run to replace him. Stay tuned. More news is coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Your search for a great holiday gift for a child in your life ends right here. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and of every age. Kids can discover the engineering and mechanics behind everyday objects, the science and chemistry of cooking, brand new art and design techniques, and more. Plus, what kid would not love getting a package in the mail just for them? My son Dax is a bit too young to know the package actually has his name on it, but he already loves everything KiwiCo sends. It's all high quality and made just for his age, helping to both engage and educate him. And for older kids, KiwiCo projects can really help spark that creative confidence for ongoing experimentation and give them a sense of accomplishment. This holiday, do not just teach kids how to buy, teach them how to build. Give them a gift of a hands-on holiday with a KiwiCo subscription and celebrate a love for hands-on learning all year long. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, K-I-W-I-C-O, KiwiCo.com, promo code NEWSWORTHY. The world's most popular cryptocurrency just got its first upgrade in years. Bitcoin just got a code change called Taproot. It affects digital signatures, which are like the fingerprint a person leaves on every Bitcoin transaction. Basically, that's how Bitcoin can only be spent by its rightful owner. Well, the Taproot upgrade makes complicated transactions with many signatures unreadable. So they now look just like simple transactions, or at least potential thieves or snoops aren't able to tell the difference. And this is supposed to mean more privacy for users. Also, with this upgrade, Bitcoin should be able to process more smart contracts. Those are tasks you program in ahead of time that cannot be changed. As CNBC reports, they could be used for practically any kind of transaction, from paying your rent each month to registering your vehicle. And Taproot makes these smart contracts cheaper and quicker. So experts say we'll probably start seeing more day-to-day uses for Bitcoin. Still, at least for now, Bitcoin is considered highly volatile. The state of Ohio is suing Facebook's parent company for more than $100 billion. The lawsuit says Meta, which is Facebook's new corporate name, misled the public about the effects its apps can have on kids. Ohio's attorney general filed the lawsuit on behalf of investors in the company, including the state's public employees' retirement system. The AG says the company execs lied to boost the stock and make more money, and that internal documents have been leaked and made public, which brought the value of the company down and cost investors billions. So the state of Ohio is asking for more than $100 billion in damages, and for Meta to change its practices, too, so it never misleads the public again. This comes not long after a former Facebook employee, Francis Haugen, testified to Congress and released those documents showing some of the company's own research. But Meta says this lawsuit has no merit, and the company plans to fight it. If you've ever dreamed of owning a pro sports team, now's your chance, for only a few hundred bucks. Or at least you can sort of own part of a team. The Green Bay Packers announced they're selling shares of stock in the team, and those shares cost $300 apiece. But to be clear, this is not the type of stock you're used to hearing about. It doesn't trade on the open markets, and there's no underlying value in it. And no, you won't be able to make any decisions about the team either. As NBC Sports puts it, it's essentially a donation that gets you a certificate, and you can attend the team's annual shareholder meeting. The Packers are the only publicly owned NFL team. Right now, there are about 360,000 stockholders. The team is looking to sell about $90 million worth of stock this time around. CNBC says the money will help fund improvements at the team's stadium. And this is only the sixth time in the more than 100-year history of the Packers that they've sold shares of the team. Are you one of the millions of people who have picked up pickleball? The sport has been exploding in popularity over the last few years, and The Economist says it's now the fastest-growing sport in the United States. If you've never heard of it, it's a paddleboard sport that is said to be a combination of badminton, tennis, and ping pong. Pickleball is played on a badminton-sized court with a plastic ball and what looks like oversized ping pong paddles. Besides the paddles and balls, no other equipment is needed. The U.S. Pickleball Association says more than 4 million Americans now play it every year. You can even go pro in the new Major League Pickleball Association. Pickleball fans say one of the reasons they love it is because the rules are easy to understand and just about anyone can play. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. A 2021 Pew Research survey found many Americans are still dealing with mental health difficulties in the second year of the pandemic. It shows about one-third of U.S. adults report at least occasional sleeplessness or anxiety in the past week. And whether it's the pandemic or something else entirely that's interfering with your happiness, you can do something about it. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, sleeping, trauma, grief, anger, relationships, and so much more. And everything stays confidential. You can send a message to your counselor anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want to. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what is the longest running Broadway show? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, what animals are pearls found in? The answer is mollusks. Most people think it's oysters, and that is true, but oysters are not the only type of mollusk that can produce pearls. Clams and mussels can too, though it is more rare. Pearls can be found in either saltwater or freshwater environments. The actual pearls are created if the mollusk has some sort of irritant, like sand or a parasite, inside the shell. To protect themselves from the irritant, they start creating something called nacre. This is also sometimes called mother of pearl, and it's a protective coating that helps stop the irritation. When this coating builds up and grows, it slowly becomes a pearl. And while you mostly see nicely rounded pearls in jewelry stores, not all pearls turn out that way. They can be an uneven shape or different colors. Wild, naturally formed pearls are very valuable, but most are cultured, or in other words, humans put some sort of irritant inside the shell to make a pearl on purpose. All right, thank you so much for tuning into the Newsworthy today and every day. As always, we'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.